Salutations, true believers! File on in for the frenetic, fantastic, fist-clenching finale of the Adventure Zone Ultra Space. Like the escape artist worm, this one is truly off the hook with Kablam! Kate Welch, Gadzooks Gabe Hicks, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat Justin McElroy, Good God Y'all Griffin McElroy, and Timey Kangaroo Down Travis McElroy. And if you've never used any of those adjectives before, give yourself a no prize.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the Adventure Zone Ultra Space. We are gathered here.
We're gathered here today.
We are gathered here today to say farewell to 6 intrepid adventurers. You had just gone into the fluster and punched in the first coordinates to transfer to the first sphere in your quest. And you have appeared inside some place that is complete and utter darkness. There is this terrible acidic smell. It's very warm. And this terrible chittering, clacking sound from all these different sources. It's very unnerving. As a matter of fact, it's more than just unnerving. It's making you, our super brave heroes, almost fearful. What do you do?
The Scarecrow.
Sorry?
No, that's not out of canon. There's no way.
Just no way. Unless.
Kate Bishop is extremely brave and has an edge on any action check required to deal with fear. So I'm keeping my shit together pretty well.
Okay good.
Right. Same here. We're both military, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Does Kate maybe also have a flashlight?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
I would light stuff up, but I think if I did, the pod would explode or something.
Now, maybe I have an arrow that is glowing when I try to shoot it, and it's emitting some light. So I would draw my most luminous arrow, which might also be explosive if I wait too long, and draw and see if that casts any light around me.
Okay. I like that. I'm not even going to make you roll for it, because I think that would just be an action, so... Do so.
Okay, I do. What do I see?
Here's what you see. The sphere is about 180 feet across, and you five are standing on a small rounded ledge projecting from the side of the sphere. There is room for all five of you on this, but just barely. I mean, you've got very little room to work. And you can kind of tell there's something on the other side, but you can't quite... make it out. Are you holding on to this shining arrow, or what are you doing with it?
Yeah, I'm just holding it and like pointing it like one would to try to look around to cast the light. I'm not going to shoot it unless there's clear and present danger.
Okay. Here's what you can make out. That on the other side of the sphere is a similar rounded ledge, and there's some kind of machinery on it. You can tell because there are occasional lights flashing. You can't quite make out what it is, but as you move the arrow around to try to get an idea, you hold it down a little closer to the ledge to look down over the side. And about 50 feet below you, scrabbling over themselves with fanged mandibles clacking against each other, are 189 of the brood.
Mm.
Sebastian.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
Make a logic check with your shield training.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
That's a fantastic success.
Fantastic success. Well, in that case,
he knows who the brood are and he knows their mom's name. He
knows them name by name. All 189.
You know that the brood are insectoid beings. They travel through space and they find hosts, which they infest with their spawn. They have evolved to reproduce and consume any available sources. They're like parasitic. What they do is they steal the bodies of others and reproduce. So they are just insidious in the Marvel Universe. But unlike other parasitic creatures, they don't grow their own bodies. They take over the hosts and change it into a brood form of the host, taking control of them.
And that's not all I know about them.
What else do you know?
I also know their secret weakness.
Do you?
And let me tell you all what it is now.
I'm listening.
Well, no. Success. So.
I did the role with a fantastic success. I'd like a weakness is all I'm saying. Like maybe just with my shield training, I know how people have fended off brood attacks before, how we've been able to. And I feel like with an 18, fantastic 18, I feel like I definitely know at least how we fought them before.
Shield has never had any success against the brood.
No shit.
The X-Men have had very little
Sebastian's
success.
Just like, fuck.
You're running through your brain, and Captain Marvel, very little success.
Okay, does anybody know Captain Marvel?
I do.
Wait, which?
We actually dated for a while when she was Ms. Marvel.
That's wholly unsurprising. Yeah. But you probably just can't get her here.
I'll give you this. If you were to fight one brood, you would be able to eventually get past their armor and their biting, and you would probably be able to destroy one, maybe two or three. But in doing that, you would be infected by the other brood. And as a bonus knowledge, I'll also tell you that you would be taken over. Even Simon, who's a being of ionic energy.
Oh, Simon.
So
it takes so very little to absolutely obliterate Justin and I's ability to, both of our names start with S. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
I'm looking down at this brood with my arrow, and I lean over to Miles, and I'm like, X26 might not have been right.
Yeah, I don't, what do you think they taste like?
The brood?
I'm not going to entertain
that. I was wondering
that.
The same question, Spider.
Probably, like...
Free?
Because
it probably depends on how they're prepared, because they could be like freeze-dried crickets. Okay. Have you ever had those?
Listen. Yes. How big are they? Because it's hard to see.
Oh, that? Let me answer that for you.
And he opens his mouth, and out comes this answer.
All different sizes, and they're all these hideous insectoid-looking things with needle-like teeth. Some are little. Those are called the broodlings.
Yeah. Game Master, I would like to test something based off of Grisabella's warning. What was her real name? The Flinnick? It wasn't Grisabella. That's from
Glabella.
Glabella.
Rumtum's Hugger. What did Rumtum's Hugger tell us before we got in here?
Based off of the Railway Cat, and based off of Skimbleshank's warning, I'm going to just like spark up a little ionic energy.
Hell no.
Okay.
I'm out.
And just, no, this is just a test, just a little bit, and see what, like, do I feel a rumbling? You know what I mean? Like, is it okay. Like, oh, bad news bears? I can't do that at all.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, just let me link something in real quick. Just linking something in
my
the chat
man.
Real quick. It's called the Shield of the Seraphim. It's a magical shield that protects us from physical damage. Any attacks against us do the 20 points of damage or less are instantly absorbed. So I'm going to put this shield up in front of the rest of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. All right. Describe that, Wonder Man.
So think of it more of just like he puts his thumb and his forefinger together, his thumb and his pointy finger, and spreads it out with like an arc of ionic energy between them.
Okay.
And just like seeing if it's like the presence of that at all is troubling.
Okay. When you do that, two things happen. It provides some illumination. And with that illumination, you can make out that the device on the ledge across the sphere from you is the next transmat device you need.
We got to get over there, guys.
And the other effect is that when you create that arc, some sparks fly out of the device.
Okay, put it away. Oh, put it away. Put it away. Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's gone. It's gone so quick.
And the sparks stop. Who do you think's more technically savvy?
I mean, could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Spider-Man.
Yeah, probably Miles. Okay. Like, that's his whole thing.
I mean, I was a weapons designer tycoon too. I've got a little
bit. We get
of
it.
That.
You're Tony not Stark. Tony Stark.
I mean, I'm okay. He is my like main rival in my head. I get that. Sure. But,
okay, Miles, give me a vigilance.
10. I'm going to use my last karma because
you got to get over 12.
13. Hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah.
What is it?
13.
Okay. You can tell that those sparks didn't do any permanent damage to the transmat device. It may have overloaded it a little bit, but it did not damage it.
My bad.
So it looks like they didn't do any damage, but that might be actually good for us, because if we get to a point where we have to overload the system in any way, Wonder Man just...
I'm your boy.
...light it up.
Now, listen, if we're talking about traversal here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, do web things.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you can get Sebastian over there, I could, like, carry Kate and the dog.
No.
Sorry?
I don't like that.
You don't like me carrying you over there?
I am not luggage.
I'm not... Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I can just jump it.
50 feet?
It's 180, right?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what is
180.
Yeah.
It's 50 feet down. It's 50 feet down.
Okay,
if
wait, but
50
if...
a 50-foot jump towards the platform, you're going to end up in the brood.
Yeah. So even then, if it's 180 feet across and it's in the middle, talking 90 feet, you could jump 90 feet?
No one can look while he carries me.
Okay, you want to ride on my back? What? I could sit on your back and kind of wrap my legs around and grip you that. Like, what's the most...
It's like a horse?
What's the least humiliating way, you mean to ask me?
Yeah.
Just scoop me up in your arms like a child.
Okay. And then, Kate, do you want to get on my back or...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Climb.
Okay, so I pick Thori up like a baby. Uh-huh. And Kate's on my back. And I start floating my way over.
Mr. Druid... do you want me to carry you? Because I know you can teleport, and I think they just forgot that.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind. I'm not particularly well-known in terms of what I can do, so I'll just teleport over. Do you want me to teleport you? It's pretty
safe.
Yeah,
no, that'd be great. I don't want to swing over that.
Okay, get in my cape.
What?
Well, I can only teleport myself, and I can take you, but you have to get into my cape.
Is that safe?
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's just... Oh, man, I hate... Yeah, it's...
No, okay.
I wish
no,
I could do it, but, like, you have to get in my cape if you want to...
Can I breathe in there?
What? You won't need... Okay, no, but you won't need to. That's good, right?
Are you guys...
Oh, okay.
You can swing if you want to go for it.
No,
You'll probably have to...
No, this is... Look, I trust you.
We're like halfway across.
Implicitly, Mr. Druid.
All right, while you discuss this, I want to fill you in. You guys are talking about it, and it's good. We'll come back to that. But as they already took off, Trav, are you using ionic energy to fly?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Well, so, no, the thing is, because of his just nature, he is lighter than air. Like, he can fly. It does not require energy
expenditure.
To do it. And, in fact, I can back that up by saying the power... in the Marvel RPG is not part of the elemental powers.
Okay.
It's just part of the basic powers. That and his strength are not related to the ionic energy.
I'm glad you elaborated that, because he's lighter than air. I'm glad you elaborated it's a power, because Kate the dog ain't.
It is a power. It's just not from the elemental side of things.
Okay, well, I will say this. You fly. As you get closer to the transporter, sparks begin to fly from it.
Oh, God.
Just from your...
just your whole deal.
The ionic presence, yeah. So, okay, back to Miles and Sebastian. What do you do?
All right, I'm getting the cape.
Okay.
Miles takes in a deep breath.
Describe that. Yeah, okay, all right.
It's like, so do I just dive in?
Yeah, I wouldn't dive. You could dive. You can just climb in slow or whatever. You just kind of get in there.
And he kind of like...
Can I make a suggestion?
Like a rabbit.
Just can like, I make yeah, one yeah. suggestion to you before?
Yeah.
Don't, and I'm serious. Don't go halfway and then stop. Some people have done that, and that's going to feel rough. That's going to be bad. I need you to get in real quick or don't get in, but just don't go halfway.
Hey, Mr. Druid?
Yeah.
I hate this conversation.
And Miles hops in. Okay, good.
Okay.
Woo!
Now, Sebastian, you got to give me some kind of roll here.
Oh, my God. That,
don't you mess this
that
up.
That seems 100% fair to me, dog.
100%.
I think I'm going to have an ego roll. But I will tell you this. I'll give you an edge.
Yeah, don't say God, advantage. We'll go to jail.
Give me an edge.
Don't you ruin this for me.
Okay.
Oh, hey, all right. Oh, okay.
You don't even need the edge.
Nah, do it anyways.
17.
No, but Dad, tell me what was I trying to hit?
I wanted you to hit 14. You hit 17.
I should have asked you before. Let me see if I can get that. Nope, it's the exact same one again.
Okay, and then once you appear there, remember it's still total darkness. Oh no, Kate's holding her arrow. Okay, so you've got some light, and you can see there are even more sparks flying off of that portal.
I think we gotta go back.
Matter of fact, an alarming number.
How close am I?
You've made it. You guys are there. You've made
it. Okay, then I back off. Like, you guys figure it out. I'll be over here. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
I look down at the brood below. These creatures represent an existential threat to any world that they might be loosed upon, correct?
I mean, yeah. They're
100% bad.
They're super
bad. I am duty-bound to destroy them.
No, Thori. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's a good call. Because, I mean, how many can you actually bite through? There's hundreds of them down there.
I don't think you can eat all of them.
I have fire breath. Oh, you know I don't like that. Now I'm going to do it out of spite. Shoot an elemental blast of fire down into the hate bugs.
Okay.
If we can kill all these things, we are stopping apocalyptic level events from unfolding. I don't know whose fucking evil bugs these are.
I hope we never find out.
I feel like, I don't want to say he's got a point, but I think he kind of has a point.
He has a point, yeah.
Wes, he's the only one who's not heroic.
All right, so let's
roll
it.
You add one to your agility damage.
Yes, so I'm going to, and this is with edge, so I got a 4-4-2, going to replace the 2, and nope. So that is a 14 total against the brood.
It hits one of them.
Okay, 16 damage.
Okay, you did 16.
Oh, wait, no,
damage.
I have to spend focus, so I'll spend another 20 here to make that 26 damage.
Ooh, that really hurt that brood. Just the one brood
just
that
the
you
one.
Hit.
Just the one, yeah.
I love that he keeps emphasizing it's the one out of the 170. Wow, that one is really
it's a great
miserable.
Big one. Okay. And then as you did that, more sparks are flying with greater rapid turnaround. I mean, it's sparks and then more sparks and then more sparks, and it's getting a little dicey.
Oh, no. All right.
Hey, put in the Y coordinates real quick.
Let me out of your cloak!
Have you teleported over yet,
okay.
Sebastian?
There's weird snacks in here. Ugh! You should throw
that
cheese out.
What was the question?
Is somebody what do you guys do?
Put in the Y coordinates.
Y19.
Okay, and as it triggers, Simon zooms in.
Okay, and you are automatically transported to a new sphere.
We can go back later if you want. I'm talking to Thori.
I know.
I think we're going to have to
upset.
Go back later.
We could go back later if
with more weaponry.
I could have handled that.
I know, but we could go back and get. We'll go back and get them. Okay, we'll go back and get them. We can both.
You promise?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
If the downloads are there,
God,
we'll be there. We'll come back.
Well, unlike the previous sphere, this one is well lit, well illuminated. The walls are covered in display cases, all of them covered by some clear substance, except for one case, which is open. There is a small viewing pad on a table nearby, next to a pile of items. Now, let me describe this case in front of you. It's open. It has seven individual stands with little pairs of footprint indentations on each one of them. And six of the seven stands have a symbol on them. There's an hourglass, a mirror, a flexing arm, a brain, a ghost, and a skull. One of them is blank. Now, the items laying on the table are, of course, intergalactically beloved MIGOT action figures. And they are of different Marvel entities. There's Natasha Romanoff. There's Thanos. There's Daredevil. Ben Grimm the Thing. An AIM agent. Mystique. And Hulk. And as you draw near, the video tablet fires up. And a hologram appears, hovering above it. And it's the face of Tanalir Teevan, the Collector.
Thori. Yeah. It's a hologram.
And the Collector says, Karina, I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself for your recent indiscretions with that Infinity Stone. You know what to do with these. When you do it right, I will allow you to beam out. Do it wrong, and you are fired. And by fired, I mean the chamber will fill with white-hot plasma burning you to ashes. Again.
Do we see ashes anywhere?
No. Okay. Don't make me regret having you resurrected. Ciao! And the Collector's visage disappears.
This storage unit belongs to the Collector.
You want to piss on some stuff?
If you'll excuse me. Yeah, I immediately I'm going to make a terrible... I don't know what kind of role you want from this. In fact, it can happen off camera if we don't want to work too blue today. But I make a terrible mess of things at this point.
While that's going on in the background. All right.
I'm making a melee attack against the vibe. That's a 21 fantastic success.
You're kidding me.
No, that's a fantastic 21 success.
Oh. All right, so describe what you're doing. Vibe. Describe
I'm
it.
I'm not going to... No. I can't describe what I'm doing.
You do with a fantastic, my friend.
I make it so that when the Collector does come back here someday, he won't be the same. In fact, you know what? I'm going to delay this action, and I say, I'm ready to do my thing. You all solve the puzzle or whatever.
God. All right. Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Two of them I know. Oh. Hourglass.
Okay.
That's Black Widow. That's the Black Widow right there. The red hourglass.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's right. On her
Mystique
costume.
Is the mirror, right?
Mystique's got to be the mirror.
She can copy people and look at people.
Sure. Yeah.
Daredevil's probably the skull. Well, no. Mm,
yeah, see, that's what I'm like, because the flexing arm could be the Thing or Hulk.
Feels like Hulk, yeah. And what about Ghost?
Also, isn't there only six of those things and seven
Correct.
Names?
Well, because there's one that's blank.
Yeah.
I would say Thanos is Ghost, or is the...
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Thanos is the skull, right?
Thanos seems very
dead?
Skull.
Because he brings... Thanos
brings death.
Death.
Yeah.
Thanatos is cool. Death. So, is an AIM agent, like, super sneaky? Are they, like, a ghost? Are they, like, good at infiltration?
Yeah, Clint, can you... We presumably would know in character what an AIM agent is, but I don't. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, an AIM agent is... they are enemies of of like S.H.I.E.L.D. and just about everybody else has fought them. They wear these distinctive yellow. They look like hazmat suits. And the babysitters encountered them in Journey into Mystery. And you have fought them before.
Okay.
Are they especially ghost-like?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's
I guess Daredevil would be Brain. He's an investigator, right?
It's stats, right? They're stats. Melee, agility, right? The flexing arms melee. Oh. The brain is the skull, the ghost. They match up, right?
I don't know
what stat ghost is.
Yeah, what stat would be ghost?
Ego?
What about hourglass?
Agility?
Agility, maybe? Or...
I like mirror would be ego, right?
Somebody give me a logic check. Somebody with high logic.
I have 3 logic. Is that good for us?
I think that might be you. Okay. I think you're the highest.
11?
Yeah, I need a 13.
You need 13? Okay, all right. I'll spend some karma. That's my last karma. Come on, baby. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Yep, that's an 11. That's the most logical we can be as a group.
Don't worry, I got this. I'll make a logic check.
Okay.
Yes,
Thorny makes
Thorny.
A logic.
Oh.
That's a 12. My logic is a minus one.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to use
spend
karma?
A karma point? No, I don't.
All right, I will tell you this. Between your 11 and your 12 together, you put your heads together, and here comes your clue.
Okay.
They're the infinity stones. They're infinity stones.
So time.
Oh, color. Color. Daredevil's red. Hulk's green. AIM agent.
There we go.
Yellow. So wait,
yellow hazmat suits.
Do you
mind
all?
Is brain.
Oh, wow,
AIM
this is so embarrassing.
Is brain.
I'm looking it up.
Dad, hold up the glove again. Oh, I can see it back there.
But you don't know which gem goes to which, right?
I do.
I bet she does.
Oh, thank God, Kate.
Yeah. The blue one is the space stone. The yellow one is the mind stone. The red one is the reality stone. Purple is the power stone. Green is the time stone. And amber is the soul stone.
The color of our energy.
Yeah. So.
There is also a black infinity stone.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's Black
that's
Widow.
Black Widow. Okay.
Okay.
So.
And then the flexing. So flexing.
That's gonna be power.
Is
so that's
power.
Thanos.
Power is red.
Purple.
Oh wait.
Power is purple. Yeah.
Reality is red.
Reality is red.
Yeah. Reality
okay.
Is red. So,
all right.
So that would Thanos. Be that would probably yes. be Mystique.
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess or Thanos.
Mystique's
I guess
blue,
Thanos because
right?
he's purple.
Mystique's
that's
blue.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Mystique would be blue.
So then.
So maybe I would have yellow, to say reality blue. Is the reality is the mirror.
Okay.
Right, showing your reality,
makes sense.
Right?
Okay, that's cool.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
I would buy
so
that.
That's red.
So that's Daredevil?
So put Daredevil in the mirror.
Okay. Who wants to do it?
I'll write it down. So
we're
Daredevil
all kind
mirror.
Of getting a hand
yep.
on the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll do it. Daredevil mirror.
Okay. Thanos power. Hulk
Ghost
is
Thanos
the power. Hourglass for the Time Stone.
Uh-huh. Hulk. Who is?
Green.
Big green.
Hulk.
Big
Hulk
green guy.
The Ghost is the Soul Stone.
Ghost, presumably, yes. So,
yeah, so
yes. The orange.
So the ghost is
the thing. Yeah. Okay.
Thing. Yep.
And then the brain is the mind stone. What is yellow?
AIM agent.
Yes.
And then the black stone is Natasha Romanoff, right? Skull.
Yeah, gotta be.
Did we do skull?
Well, hold on, because there's a missing stone image, right? Because there's only 6 of the images. So.
Correct. There's one that's just blank.
Oh.
So we have Daredevil Mirror, Hulk Hourglass, the Thing Ghost, the Mind Stone, so the brain with the AIM agent.
Thanos is the flexing arm, the purple. But what is...
Yes,
Skull,
that's it.
The last one is the Reality Stone?
Well,
no, that's
so there's a black stone that's war.
Right. The space stone
is blue. Have we solved that yet?
Space, yeah.
No, I don't think there's a symbol for space.
Okay. Here
so I think go. That would be the middle one.
That's okay.
Missing
so the missing one is Mystique.
Okay.
The skull is the black stone for black.
Got it. Metal.
That's it.
We did it.
And with that, the case slides closed. On the other side of the room, a door opens and out pops a transmat device.
GG.
Nice. You all go on ahead.
That is starting to spark.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, that's on me.
That's my bad. Okay, we put in the code, but before we hit enter, Thori, start your terrible stuff, and then we'll hit enter.
Oh, yeah.
You go on ahead. I will follow. I can't risk you all being caught in the collateral damage.
I kind of want to see it.
You don't want to see it, Kate Bishop.
Okay. Z73.
Will you take my phone and video it so at least we can make that decision?
Yes.
Put it in your mouth
later.
Will you put it on the ground?
I have a tripod. A little.
Okay. Oh,
a little guy pod?
Yeah, a little guy pod.
I love you people. Okay.
Go for it.
All right.
See you on the other side. Don't forget to hydrate.
Thank you.
Z73, buddy. You got that?
Z73. Okay. Done. And you vanish from this sphere, and you reappear in a third sphere.
And we wait for Thori before commencing in any... We keep our eyes closed.
Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes pass. 10 minutes. And then
okay, let
I
us
appear.
Talk. Just give us a second. Why Thor's peeing?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Demi Lovato's new song? I'm not usually a Demi Lovato guy, but it was a remix of Cool for the Summer. Did y'all hear it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Do you know her? Anybody know Demi Lovato?
I know her.
Yeah.
Not like nowhere, but we end up being like in a lot of the same circles, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Miles, are people still listening? Are kids still listening to Demi Lovato? Or is it like... Is that just kind of my...
We still like Demi Lovato.
Oh, cool.
But you know how like Spider-Man's like visor is kind of narrow sometimes?
Yeah.
When Wonder Man says, yeah, we hang out in the same circles, Miles' eyes like narrow. And Wonder Man. Okay, Jason Statham, I believe. Everyone else... Demi Lovato?
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm not like I'm at a party that's a religious. Oh, God.
Why are you wet?
I am victorious!
Thor, you stink!
Oh, justice. Justice has been exacted.
He drops the phone.
You're going to want to put that in a bag of rice.
Sebastian tenses his fingers and says, "Wum ta!" and summons the winds of Watum to blow Thori dry
and clean
from all the. Accumulated humid moisture and the odors.
I am wet all over. I'm wet all over, but my ears are singed. I'm in a very confusing state.
It looks like like one of those Dyson air blades just blows him dry with my.
Thank you.
I lean to Miles. I'm like, did he roll in it?
Yeah, they do that sometimes, but like he chose
that.
Yeah,
no, he did it and then he rolled it his own.
Where did all that water come from?
I don't think it's water,
from?
Babe. Yeah.
Oh,
I've got
gross.
Good news. I've got the napkin again. If we forget the code, I've retrieved the napkin.
No, this is the last place. Thanks, Thori.
You are welcome.
You hang on to it.
Oh.
Or you can throw it out.
Okay.
You see, as he takes out Sebastian, quietly just tugs his cloak really tight. He doesn't want that to even be a thought. Like, maybe that would be a good place to store it.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Last week, The Greatest Generation, the comedy podcast about old Star Trek TV shows like Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, just had its 500th episode.
And Greatest Trek, the podcast about the new Star Trek shows like Strange New Worlds, Lower Decks, and Discovery, just had its 250th episode.
So whether you have a task that's roughly 750 hours long, or you want to learn about some of the production techniques that go into making one of the greatest franchises in television history, you should give us a try either way.
The Greatest Generation and Greatest Trek, the best reviewed, most listened to Star Trek podcasts in the world. They're on Maximum Fun.
Cameron Esposito here, comedian and host of Query. Every week, I get to interview someone amazing from the LGBTQIA+ community. Some queeros. I chat with them about their lives, loves, careers, and more. I've talked to, you know, giant celebs, Trixie Mattel, Lena Waithe, Tegan, and Sarah Quinn, but also astronauts, reverends, nurses. It's funny, it gets deep, and hopefully it makes you feel like you're part of something. Join me every Monday on Maximum Fun to listen to Query with Cameron Esposito.
You look around. This third sphere looks like a weight room in a flop house. There are weights and punching bags and workout equipment. There's a poster of Drax the Destroyer with devil horns and a mustache drawn on it. There's a plaque on the wall that says Employees of the Month, and it's signed by Thanos. And two massive beanbag chairs are set up in front of a PS5 with Baldur's Gate playing on a screen on the wall. And two massive forms extricate themselves from the beanbag chairs and turn to face you. And these are the Blood Brothers. Somebody do a logic check.
Of course he was in the breakup room.
And we're going to need a 14.
Okay. Not getting there. Got a 12. Anybody else?
Somebody else.
A fantastic failure.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
An 11.
Okay.
With a fantastic
failure.
Okay,
he knows exactly about them, but he's wrong.
With a fantastic failure, something happens.
Nice.
They turn and face you and look at you and think you're very inconsequential, so they get back in their beanbag chairs. Somebody else give me a logic check.
Disarm that situation. We're safe.
I'll try it.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Does nobody knows who these fucking one? Guys are. Yeah.
Yeah, this I rolled an 11.
This is no longer an us problem. It's their problem. Whoa. For not being famous enough for us to know.
It's the thing.
Sebastian,
but like twice.
You got us, man. Save us. Save us from
Sebastian,
ourselves.
Sebastian, do it.
Oh, the Blood Brothers. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
There
let me tell you all about it.
And you know that these are the Blood Brothers, Gari and Rahas, G-H-R-E-E and R-H-O-S. I did not make that one up. Gari and Ross Blood are two Rocklights, better known as the Blood Brothers. They were in the service of the Conqueror Thanos for years. They were members of his Butcher Squadron and later acted as the guardians of his first base on Earth. One of them was killed by Drax, but he got better. And
it happens, guys.
Yeah, Marvel.
So
yeah, there's a whole club for
it.
When Sebastian ID'd them, they got back out of their bean bags, and Ross says, "Oh, Gary, what a nice surprise. You booked a 4:30 without telling me." And Gary says, "Don't pull that passive-aggressive shit with me, Ross. You know I would never do that." And Ross says, "You have before." And Gary looks at you all and says, "Don't ever go into business with a brother. It'll kill you."
Yeah, tell me about it.
So what do you guys do?
That's how Wonder Man died, too.
But you should try to... Okay, listen. Try to talk to him about that.
Oh.
Maybe you can build a common ground. There's worse ways to start a friendship, okay, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Tell me about it. My brother, I don't know if his name rings any bells, the Grim Reaper. Huh?
Mm.
He became literally my, I would say, number one nemesis. Dude that shows up all the time and is like, my real brother, and tries to kill me. It's bonkers. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that has to do with you guys doing a workout.
Are we doing a workout?
Was that not what you're here for?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
Miles immediately goes invisible and starts snooping around the room. This is weird.
I haven't had a workout in hours, so I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I've got combat expert. I'm combat reflexes. All of my fast strikes. I'm ready to work out.
Okay, everybody but Miles, roll for initiative.
Yeah.
You guys got this. Oh God, it's hilarious. So I have an edge on initiative, I found out.
Can I make the suggestion that Miles should still be in the initiative order?
Just invisible.
I think he could just not.
Well, he announced his action first.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm giving Fair him enough. Another action. I'm giving him a different action. Okay. But you guys go ahead and roll for initiative.
Does Fantastic Success do anything on initiative?
I think you get a freebie. You get a free action.
You'll get a free action.
Like a surprise round?
Yeah, you get.
Okay. Oh, that's dope.
I got a 9.
So, before combat starts, Miles, you're snooping around.
Yep.
Give me a vigilance check.
You got it.
And I'm going to need
16.
I'm going to need a 15. Sorry. You got a 16. All right. You see a post-it note. Stuck to one of the barbells.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if anybody shows up looking for me, you know what to do. And it's signed Cull Obsidian.
Mm.
And he put a little Esquire on there afterwards because, you know, like some people do. But he's not really an Esquire. So this note says just that. If anybody comes looking for me, you know what to do.
Wow.
And I will give you another action before combat starts.
I want to look for like a hidden door or something. I don't trust this place. There's no way they were just playing Baldur's Gate.
What's wrong with Baldur's Gate? It's a very good game. But it isn't a two-player game, is it? Were they both playing it?
Well, it is, technically.
On the PS5?
Oh. Something's wrong here.
I don't think you can do local.
Does Thori react to the fact the game is Baldur's Gate at all?
Oh. I think it's spelled different,
it
isn't
it? Spelled different.
Oh, yeah. That's certainly nuance that won't escape a talking dog.
Ooh, you know what? Miles is going to take over their game.
Oh no! Oh, that's so messed
that's dark,
up,
dude.
Yep, he's gonna hop over and just be like, "Whoa, oh, God!"
I thought Thor was the only murderer.
Hey! What are you doing? Hey, I've been playing for 273 hours.
I hover over the jump button and then gesture it towards the gap.
No! Just stop!
Wait, is Miles still invisible?
Yeah.
Because it would look like just on the screen, the character is just like, right? It would just look like the character is of its own volition going
tell
to kill
us what happened. Miles, the ghost of your repercussions will jump you into the pit.
What the hell? Ross, are you doing that?
That's what you get for your boss breaking up with Black Swan. Woo!
What do you mean our boss? What do you want with our boss?
Miles is quiet. He didn't expect to get this far. They can see y'all.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Now I sound like Ralph from the Muppets.
Sorry. Dr. Teeth, but sure.
They both turn and look at you guys and stop whatever they were doing in the battle and say, you guys know Cull Obsidian?
We run in the same circles. I wouldn't say we're friends.
Is that what you're doing here?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, well... Well, he was here, you know, he has a session. He comes in, you know, and comes in every day and lifts, bro.
Yeah.
He also said if anybody showed up, we should kill him. But if you guys are friends.
Oh, yeah.
The postcard doesn't apply to these
God.
People.
That's your conscience.
Is one of you guys a ghost?
Yes.
Okay, don't hurt us. We are deathly afraid, says Garrett.
I saved their game.
Oh, all right. You're
have
good
they
dudes.
Played for 273 hours without saving once?
Gary has.
Oh, my God, Gary. Yeah.
So he said, look, you guys. You seem like good dudes.
Okay.
Good dudes. He was here about a half hour ago, but he got a call during his session, and it seemed to, you know, shake him up a little bit, so... He said he was going to chill out somewhere and find his center. Somebody with good ego. I guess that would be Sebastian. Give me an ego check. Mm. And you got it. Wait.
Yes, thank you.
You're going to have to give me at least 14.
To what?
To hit on the ego check.
Okay.
It comes here every day to work out. And like they're like, all right, Baldur's Gate break. We got a bench.
Yeah. What am I trying to, though? I mean, I understand past the ego check. What am I attempting to do?
Get a little more information out of them.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, 17. So when he's looking to chill out, he goes to the Omphalos sphere. That's the sphere at the very center of the fluster.
Makes sense, yeah.
He says the hum of the force emitter soothes his, you know, like his migraines.
The ionic force emitter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So you are buddies of his.
Oh, yeah. Real tight.
We actually just saw him.
You did?
Yeah, he's not where you said he was. In fact, he's looking for the two of you. He's over in Sphere Y-19.
Oh. Dude. Thanks. Yes. Come on, Gary. And Gary and Ross go to the other transmat, punch in three numbers, and disappear. And somehow, I don't know how, somehow you hear horrible, horrible screams. Horrible, terrible.
Can I rip the wiring out of... They went in through the one we came into the room from.
Exactly,
right? Yeah,
yes.
I destroy that transmat machine.
Okay. When you destroy that... Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll. You got to hit a 4.
That's a 21.
21! Not only do you tear it up, but you also...
But Galactus shows up and says, that's how I like it.
Yeah.
While you're watching all this... You guys smell a little bit of ozone, and you hear, like, sparking sounds. Somebody with high vigilance, give me a vigilance check.
I got 3. Is that good?
Yeah.
I have 4.
Oh, do it. Do it, Dory.
I got a fantastic 13.
Okay, fantastic 13. You don't really see anything, but... you do smell. You do have an enhanced sense of smell. And you smell an odor coming from the Employee of the Month plaque.
I'm going to follow my nose and pull that down off the wall.
When you move it, the graffiti-marred poster of Drax slides up, revealing the last transmat machine that you need. But this one, instead of having three digits, has six. Three letters and three numbers.
Should have asked them
like that, in that, like three letters and then three numbers?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I will help you out here.
I type in DIX420. Enter.
Very good.
Yeah. Not the Lord. Sorry, guys. But I had it.
420. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. We could ask those two stone men, but they are almost certainly dead already.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Nothing happens.
What? Why would they be dead?
He sent them to the brood.
He sent them to Y-19.
No, I sent them to the stink realm.
He sent them to the collector's room.
Oh, well, that would kill him, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll kill him, too.
You really have to understand what terrible things he did in there. Yeah. All right.
I'm limbering up for my workout. And so I feel like if we just like throw some punches on these like punching bags that I assume are there, we can sort this out, right? Like no offense, but you all look like you could use a little bit of adrenaline, those endorphins that come from a good workout. Come on. Right?
You are right.
I don't work out.
I begin doing dog exercises.
Okay, Kate, when you start doing that, there is an intercom on the wall, and it's Glabella, and she says,
"Hey, fellas, listen, I'm getting some readings, and it's showing a lot of activity there. It's showing that, you know, a lot of stuff's going on. Is everything all right?"
And in the background, you can hear that Jackson 5 song playing. It's her favorite song.
Everything's as easy as ABC.
1, 2, 3.
Everything is going just fine in here.
Kermit?
I don't...
Oh, okay.
And what about Frog in your throat? Stops and looks at Kate.
I'm going for sort of a gritty Kermit reboot.
It's working for you, honey. It's working. Thanks. I love that.
Thank you. No, everything's
everything. Okay.
We did have
image
one.
Image of Icon on Kate.
Okay.
I've cast Image of Icon on Kate to make her sound exactly like the brothers.
Gary. Ross and Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, I thought she did already. Wow.
Thank you, Claire.
Oh, yeah, but it's the same even
you.
More so.
Okay. Hey, everything's all right. I'll talk to you both later. See you at the next.
One question, though. Yeah. We're so stoned from all of the space drugs that we... we don't remember the code to get
Wonder Man's
to the
waving
center.
It off. Wonder Man's like, we've got it.
We do know it. Nope, we remember. We figured it out. Thanks anyway.
All right. See you at the next Sphere Owners meeting.
Absolutely.
She signs off.
Come here. It's the center one, right? So it's hers. It's her favorite song. And he types it in the panel, ABC, 1, 2, 3.
And you are instantly transmatted to the Omphalos sphere. And you see power conduits. You see banks of monitors, technology, dominated by one very large iridescent sphere. She's really got to thank you for spheres. In the center of the chamber, it's about 10 feet up, about halfway between the floor and the ceiling, suspended by the six conduits on three different axes. And from the other side of the room, you hear a voice. And that voice says,
"That was about time."
And out from the other side of the room steps Obsidian Cull, the Black Dwarf.
We were looking for Corvus Glaive, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a different member of the Black Order that we have stumbled upon.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure.
So, why are you guys spending all this energy and stuff looking for me?
Oh, technically not looking for you, sir. We are looking for a Corvus Glaive, actually.
My brother.
Yeah, known associates, one might say.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. we are kind of on the hunt. You don't happen to know where he is, do you?
Why would I tell you?
Oh, we're let's put it this way. We're on a rescue mission, and at this point, you're standing between us and saving our friends, and time is kind of getting away from us at this point. We're starting to get real twitchy.
Right.
Your friend Black Swan, she's getting real pissed at you.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This part's
and
not.
And then another voice from the other side of the sphere says, "Maybe you should update your information." And Black Swan,
man,
walks out and wraps an arm around Obsidian Cull's waist.
You were not kidding. It is complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated.
And she says, "You guys were asking so many questions about my baby here. I wasn't going to just hang him out to dry. So I came to warn him that you were coming. What took you so long? It was the broodling room, wasn't it? The brood room?
No, actually, that was simpler than the collector's escape room. That was a little bit tricky. The broodlings, we just kind of floated over, teleported past.
So we're all back together now.
Okay, cool. That doesn't change the fact we're looking for our friends. And you guys are still between us on that one.
And who is your friend?
Yeah, say it. Say it's a baby.
Her name is Lausa Odin's daughter. She's a toddler, and she's cool. Right. She's cool as fuck.
Let me tell you a little something. All of us in the Black Order have, this psychic connection through Ebony Maw. I don't expect you to know that, but it's kind of a mental text chain.
Sure.
And 2 days ago, Corvus vanished from that chain. So which one of you besties killed my brother?
Okay.
Unfortunately, none of us.
It's starting to feel like, if I may, perhaps a miscommunication has occurred.
Yeah, that what he said. It seems like maybe we just got some wires crossed at some point. If you just... Will you want to team up? No, that felt wrong even saying
team
it. I'm
beside,
sorry.
Maybe?
Team near?
Wait. So where was Corvus Glaive the last time you were able to talk to him?
Well, let's see. He had some big plan, something he was going to do.
Sure.
He was going to some, I don't know. I've never heard of this planetary system. Oklahoma.
Are you kidding
Oklahoma?
Me?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? Yes. Okay.
No, I'm not shitting you. What?
Listen, if you're not going to tell me the truth, we're going to have to beat it out of you.
Okay. Can we consider the fact that, hey, this interesting group of people have been asking about Corvus Glaive consistently, and if we killed him, why would we do that?
Good question.
That's an excellent point.
Exactly.
Also, Black Swan, hey, you're an adult. You can make whatever choices you want. But also, why would you come back to a man that hurt you after you drank? You might be under the influence. Excellent. You're not making the best decisions. You are a Black Swan. He's kind of a rock man.
Uh-huh.
Don't settle.
It's not really the Miles. Not really the time for that. Maybe.
No,
don't
I think
mix
it is.
Our messages
I think it is.
For a second.
No, we can look, come back look, to this. Look. My mentor has been having issues with his wife for so long that he needs to sort out. I don't want to see other people go. Just talk. Just have a conversation.
Yeah, just we might be kind of muddying the waters a little bit as far as like.
Yeah, this is space. There's no water.
Hey, look, pal.
Good point.
Look,
everybody knows that.
You're the ones that came up here. Got all up in everybody's face back at Starland and here talking about this Lusa...
Lausa Odin's
daughter. And intimating very strongly that Corvus had something to do with her disappearing.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah,
video,
we did.
You want to see the video?
Oh, really?
I'll show him the video. Thor, do you have my phone?
It's not your phone.
It was the Narnie cam.
I thought I uploaded it to my phone just for the... I thought it was in the cloud. So the Narnie cam's not in the cloud.
Okay.
It's a physical storage medium. I need to know this.
I don't know if the cloud works here.
That's a good question. But okay. I got it from the cloud before.
All right. You pull out the Narnie cam and open it up. And it's running because it's magic.
Sure.
Yes.
And it's currently, you know, before you can hit the rewind button, you activate it, and it's showing present time. And there, sleeping in her bed, is Lausa Odin's daughter.
How dare you?
Okay. This looks...
Oh, my God.
This looks...
Wait, so she went to... So he went to Oklahoma, and someone killed him, and then they put Lausa back in her crib, and we just never checked.
It might have been Lausa who did it.
Lifts his giant mace and knocks the Narnie cam out of your hands, smashing it to pieces.
Now, listen, I hear that you're mad, and Wonder Man turns to Thori and Sebastian and goes, did you even check the crib before, like, you guys started collecting all... Give me one second. Did you guys, like, double-check the crib?
I'm looking for the exit while this is going on. I'm casting around for the exit.
I may have taken my eye off of the ball for a moment back in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Sparks are flying a little bit from the giant sphere in the middle of the sphere.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Oh, my God.
And I will insert something here. When all this occurred, Lausa was not in her crib.
Yeah, no, we were in the room. The jokes, goofs aside, we were in the room. We saw that it was empty and definitely saw this video. Something peculiar is happening.
Is there a possibility that Thor found out his sister was missing and then...
Oh, he just took care of our light work? Did
anyone check in with Thor, actually?
Also, Black Swan takes a huge swing at Simon.
Oh, shit.
I thought you were going to say dump.
Yeah.
Black Swan takes a huge dump.
At Simon.
On Simon.
Power
What do you do, Simon?
What's the against my melee stuff?
Yeah, it would be against melee.
And I want to tell you, this is going to be an extremely powerful shot.
I am going to use dodge. Wait, let me see what my reactions are. She rears back to sing at Simon, Wonder Man says, "Okay, I hope you guys don't need to breathe." And holds his hand up and arcs ionic energy in a huge arc between his hands and switches to his full-on ionic form.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you do that, the sphere suspended in the middle of the sphere explodes.
Uh-oh.
The force emitter explodes. Smash cut. Outside the fluster, Becca just happens to look up through the windshield to see the Flenix cluster, also known as the fluster, erupt outwards. Spheres go flying everywhere in a reversal of polarity of monumental proportions. All those spheres that were attracted to each other are now pushing against each other, and the sphere goes nuts. All the spheres go flying. Gravity is knocked out inside the sphere you guys are in, the Omphalos sphere. It's spinning. Machinery is flying everywhere. Bodies are flying everywhere. What do you guys do?
Everyone, does any place look safe? Like, can I see any other spheres?
Let me give you a little context that'll give it to you. Okay? I just described where everything's flying. On your Wi-Fi earbuds, you hear Becca's voice. Guys, are you alive? And stuff? What?
And stuff.
The spheres are flying everywhere. They're bouncing off each other like billiard balls. Your sphere is zooming through space. I'm barely able to keep up. I'm flying alongside of it, but you are headed right for that asteroid, the big bowl-shaped asteroid.
Yeah, my bad.
I sent Supernatural again to see if I pick up Lausa's energy within 100 spaces.
Go ahead.
I mean, is she trying to stay hidden?
No.
Because if I not, mean, then that, this would just either work or not work.
It does not work. She is not within that sphere. You just saw video evidence that she's in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You are bouncing all over the place. You're soaring through space. What's your number one concern right now?
Is stopping, I guess. We need to stop. We need to find a way to stop it.
Well, Becca chimes back in and says, I'm going to try to slow you down so that maybe you can survive the impact. All right?
No. Maybe?
Wait. Mm. Idea. Hey, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Teleport me outside.
Okay. Hop in.
I get inside his clothes.
Okay. Good. And what happens?
Okay. I teleport him outside.
Okay.
And Simon braces himself against the front of it and is going to try to stop the big sphere.
Okay, good. You're going to have to give me a strength roll, and it's going to have to be a mother.
Yeah, well, that's gonna good. I am mighty three. I am at the same level as Thor, to give you an idea. And
what's
so,
the number? What are we trying to hit here?
Treat the character as three sizes bigger for lifting, carrying, swinging, and throwing things. And so add plus three to their melee damage multiplier and the gain plus three bonus to melee checks other than attacks. So what am I trying to hit here, Pops?
Well, I think you're trying to stop the sphere, aren't
you?
No,
what number?
Yeah, I'm trying to slow it down. Oh, boy.
You better give me... It's got to be 15 or more.
Lee. Okay, but I'm going to...
You hit it. That's a 12 plus 3 is 15.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Okay. But I'm going to use my last karma here.
Okay.
So that's 6. So it's a 19 now. Didn't get that okay. Marvelous or fantastic, which is what I wanted. So.
All right. It starts to slow. But even at this, if you guys impact... At this speed, with you all just flying around on the inside of the sphere, you are going to die.
Okay.
You guys need to do something inside this sphere.
Brace for impact in some way.
Who's following us? In the ship, right? She's following us in the ship?
Becca is trying to help Simon. She's trying to nudge you guys as Simon is slowing down because... At the speed you were going, any impact at all was going to be fatal. But Simon is slowing it down, and she's trying to like be up next to the sphere to kind of push it with the Wonder Wagon to guide it.
Okay, everyone who's still... No, I sent you out. I teleported you out. If someone gets in my cloak, I can teleport them to anywhere that I've been before. Okay, everybody, I have an announcement to make. I think that my cat... peed on my cape, and that is mainly by way of apology. Okay, all aboard.
Oh, Miles, real quick, if you could do me a favor and just suspend the two bad guys so they don't die when it crashes, that would mean the world to me personally and my
don't
personal
you dare, Miles.
Ethos.
Don't
it's
do
just
it, Miles.
My ethos. If you could please,
everybody else, let Miles
I'm
think.
In. Swan dive.
They're stinkers, Miles, and think of what bad they could do if allowed to live. Yeah. So
but they could also do good.
Tough choice. Story. I hop in.
I don't want them to die. They might be bad, but they still have a chance to do something good with their life.
Okay.
Everyone deserves a chance.
So okay. That's Kate is in. Thori is in. Simon is outside. And
right.
I just realized that I... Can't climb in my own cloak.
You can't climb in. Can't climb in your own cloak.
Can't climb in my. Okay, everybody. Time to. Okay.
Miles, you secured Cull Obsidian and Black Swan, right?
Yeah, yeah, like webbing them up.
And Cull says,
I can't help but feel a little responsible for this. Come here and give your old buddy Cull a big old hug, and I'll hold on to you.
What?
Me? Is this a trap? You're going to give me like a big hug?
Or is and he... I'm trying to save you, you dork.
Okay, I web Mr. Druid, and I pull him into me, and then I pull myself into Cull.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
Kate and Thori are on the Wonder Wagon. Simon is outside trying to slow it down. And Cull and Black Swan and Miles and Druid are all suspended in the middle
We're
of it.
We're in a web-induced turbo hug.
Okay.
Obviously. The worst thing is, at this moment, Miles is definitely like, I've been waiting to talk about this. Am I still the same me? Because we came across that teleporter and it like breaks us down, and I'm really worried that when it breaks it down, you technically die and the new version of you isn't alive.
But that might get you into a future afterlife after party.
That's you know what?
And it was awesome in there.
When we do the sequel.
Right.
I cast
Shield of the Seraphim.
Oh, hell yeah.
Protecting us from damage.
Okay.
And cutting through all the webs holding you in place. If it does more less than 20, it absorbs it. More than 20, it shatters, but we remain unharmed.
Okay.
I'm also going to make sure I tap mine and Mr. Druid's spacesuits.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much. so cool of you.
Oh, this is bad, right?
It'll be fine. We'll see you here in a second.
I don't even have a girlfriend yet.
Boom! You impact the inside of the bowl. Cracks start to form all around the sphere. And the impact shakes off Simon. Simon goes tumbling. The Wonder Wagon starts rolling end over end, side over side. And the sphere inside the bowl spins around and around. You know, like one of those coin roll things.
Sure.
Around and around. The cracks split. The cracks get bigger and bigger. And finally, it comes to rest at the bottom of the bowl. You are all alive.
Why did you say that with a question mark?
Yeah, you are all alive.
Physically.
But there are large gaps in the sphere you were in. And you hear a sound. And it is the sound of something slicing through the sphere. You see a large reddish-orange blade come slicing through the sphere. And when that happens, the sphere more or less splits in two and falls to both sides safely, not hurting anybody. And the wielder of this blade gently alights right in the middle of you all.
The turbo hug, call it what it is.
In the middle of the turbo hub. She is an impressive-looking, golden-haired teenager in purple Asgardian battle armor. And she says, time out, time out, time out, time out. Hey, look, usually I dig the hell out of a good fight, but this one, there is no need. Your brother Corvus is alive and well, sort of. I'll explain.
Yay.
You don't have to worry about him. And then she turns to the babysitters. By this time, the people who are in the Wonder Wagon have come out and have gathered in this spot. And Simon, you have too. And she turns with a grin that you all recognize. And she says, and you guys, you don't need to worry about me. Thori, do a vigilance check.
Yeah.
I'm
going to spend my last karma. 15
works. You recognize the scent. It's Lausa, Odin's daughter.
My ears.
She's 19 years old. And she says, look, to Cull Obsidian Blackstone, full disclosure, my brother Thor did sorta kill Corvus. Complete accident. Something wonky was going on with Midgey. Anywho, he got better, which he does, you know. But he's with me in the future, 16 years from now. He's doing fine. You can be okay with that. Or, and she holds up her flaming sword, me and my babysitters here are going to kick your gruesome asses.
Language!
Simon leans in and says, did you try to pawn Corvus Glaive's glaive for date
I'll
money?
Explain.
Okay.
I'll yeah. explain. Uh-huh. I'll explain in a minute.
Yeah.
Cullen Black Swan say, we're good. We're good. She turns to look at you guys, and she's got this huge grin on her face. She said, don't you have any questions?
You're older than me?
Yeah.
Wait, are we in the future or are you in the past?
Good question.
I'm in the past.
Are we?
I'm
in the past. We're also in the future, though. I can't stress this enough. In the future, we're there too, right?
Well, yeah, kinda. Sorta. Mm. It's really complicated. Oh, do you really want me to explain?
No. We shouldn't know about our adventures.
Give us the short version, kid.
As to how I got here, I had some help. Okay? Come on, introduce yourself. And so a figure also flies down and,
Dad's camera is off and I think he's building.
It's Hollywood.
Yep.
Thank God.
It's Hollywood. He walks up to Simon and says, hey there, me.
Yep.
Yep.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Just a yep.
You look good. You look real good.
I wish you looked better, if I'm being honest. Like, just really? I'm looking at the future is the problem, and like that's what I'm gonna look like.
Oh no, I'm not from 16 years. I'm 100 years in the future.
Even then, my dude, I'm functionally immortal, man. And so, hey, can I tell you something? Hey, you and me, over here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We're made of ionic energy, so basically we look like whatever we want to. And this is what you're going with.
It's Do you question all deus ex machina this way?
You look kind of like a cyberpunk Santa Claus, and I'm just confused as to why you went with that.
What, the jacket?
The jacket's not at all what I'm commenting on. There's so much more happening than the jacket.
That George Jones music video, High Tech Redneck, is where it's getting sucked for me.
You look like if Michael McDonald got red-pilled.
Lassa says,
yeah. You look like if Odin became a men's rights activist.
Hold on, wait. Time out. Everyone do their joke about what Dad looks like, one at a time.
Kate?
You look like Kurt Russell in Denial.
Ah, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, Gabe?
You look like Agent Smith if there was a complete error in his code.
Good. Okay. I think Justin's already done his.
Yeah, the rest of us are good.
You look like Neo's weird Uncle Leo.
So Lausa says, look, you guys, I'm a time traveler. Do it all the time.
You look like Michael McDonald's uncle that pretends to work for the government.
Okay, so yeah, I took the glaive to the swap meet. I wasn't going to swap it. I just wanted to see, you know. And the big cat told me he had run into you about 16 years ago in the future. And I know you guys, and I know you probably ran into trouble. So I used my power and TARDIS stuff to the future, and I asked you, Simon, Hollywood, about it. He remembered the dog bowl and all that whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And now here we are. So, Huggies!
Ooh, yeah, don't touch me, Marty McCry.
Yeah, no, I do.
Everybody except Simon, roll for hug initiative.
What?
Oh, everyone nice. Okay.
Simon
roll for hug initiative.
Okay. I have edge.
I have edge as well. I'm just gonna see if I can get a fantastic hug.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just 18.
Crap. I hate this.
Oh, Justin gets a fantastic, or Simon does.
Yes, Simon gets. Sebastian
gets a fantastic.
Sebastian.
God.
Sebastian.
Man. Okay. All right. Before we do that, Hollywood turns to Simon and says, so really, that's all you want to ask me is, you know, why I look so bad? There's nothing you want to know?
Nope. That's the wait, actually. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Did we ever get that script off the ground about like Napoleon in space? Did that happen? Mm. Because I'm so close to it. If I can figure out that third act, it's gonna be amazing. Did it get made?
Wow. No. No, that did not. But it went through a complete rewrite.
Yeah.
And it became a travel documentary of you going through the jungles of Ecuador.
That is a complete rewrite. Like was I yeah. blown apart in it?
No, but you were almost blown apart in it.
Oh, that's good.
You turned into ionic energy.
Yeah.
And but no. So let's go back to the others. And so in order, Druid, you go running up to her to give her a big hug.
Yeah, fantastic hug. And to be fair,
she kind of cringes away from you.
What's wrong?
She says, "I don't want anything to do with you. I'm no. It just stay back, okay? Just." And she seems really afraid of you.
Oh,
what? What's wrong? Look, why are you afraid?
What's going on? What happened the past 16 years?
Look, just stay away from the book. Okay? Just stay away from the book. You promise me?
The book? What book?
Stay away from the book. And she turns to Kate. And she says, I am so proud of you. You are my hero. When you take over the... crap.
When I take over the... I can't...
Yeah, I can't Doc Brown that. Just never mind, but you are definitely my hero.
Cool. Great.
And then she turns to Thori, and she says, where's my awesome hell beast? Where's my awesome hell beast?
Right here.
And she scratches you under the chin in that spot that you really love. And then she turns to Miles.
Any strange portents for me?
No, just know that I have missed you. Oh, wait, I missed you so much.
Wait, why am I not there?
Uh-oh.
And then she turns to Miles. And she turns to Miles and she says, and I have really missed you. And a tear runs down her cheek.
That's kind of concerning, Sabrina. Is it because I went to college for 16 years?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Master's?
Did I also go to college?
You might have. Well, you might have. Yours might be the Rainbow Bridge, Thori. We can talk about that when you're older.
Yeah, it depends on which Rainbow Bridge you're talking about.
I'm so glad.
So with that, you hear a sound. It's the horn on the Wonder Wagon, and it's playing the theme song from the Wonder Man animated series, which I'm sure you all remember.
Wonder Man. We got sued really hard. Yeah, we got sued 100%.
Wonder Man.
Yeah, that one for season two.
And Lousa says, look, I gotta go.
Here and there, it's Wonder Man. Yeah, that one got us in a lot of trouble.
Listen, I love you all. I love most of you. I used to love you all, but now I love most of you. And she shoots a glance at Sebastian.
But you can agree. Okay, hold on. You can agree you love me most, right? Because I'm the one you called when you needed help. I don't see any of them here.
It sounds like you're just the only one that was alive.
Wait, is that it? Because I'll take that too, frankly. Like, that's not a lot.
Okay.
That's not an L. If you're, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry if you guys are dead in the future, but I'm not going to be upset that I'm still alive. You know what I mean?
Listen, I can't break the chronosynthastic infundibulum. I can't. I can't tell you anything else. I just want you to know that you will always be my babysitters. And I'm just kind of tickled that I was able to come and return the favor and help you guys out. I would love you forever. And when you're a time traveler, that's really something. So thank you. Thank you all for saving me.
At that point, Cull and Swan say, can we catch a ride?
And she says, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sure.
And she looks at you guys. She blows you a kiss. And she, along with Hollywood, after giving you a big high five, Simon.
I think that would collapse.
Reality. We almost high five and then remember we're both made out of ionic energy and perhaps it is not a good idea for us to make physical contact.
Good call.
You guys high five.
Okay.
There's a giant flash of ionic energy.
We both disappear. We're dead.
And that's where we stop.
The cosmic high five that destroyed reality.
Babysitters.
I just want to say a big thanks to Gabe and Kate for playing with us. Where can people find more of your work? I'm sure they want to see more.
Yeah.
And who can blame them?
You can find me pretty much anywhere at Gabe James Games. TikTok is a weird place. If you go there expecting quality, you went to the wrong place. It's just going to be weird fever dreams in the woods. But yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, wherever, Gabe James Games.
For me, it's mostly just Instagram and maybe not even that someday because I rewatched The Social Dilemma last night. But you can find me there at Kate Welch with four H's at the end.
And is that four H's, Kate?
That is four H's, Justin, yes.
To be fair, it sounds like you were just barely on Instagram to begin with. Trying to gatekeep as much as possible there.
So is that Kate Welch?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
And thanks to you, Clint McElroy, for this and all the help from the Marvel Multiverse folks in
Matt
getting this
Forbeck,
up and running.
Big and listen, I couldn't have done this without Amanda. Our wonderful Amanda, who did really most of the work.
Yeah, thank you, that's absolutely fair.
Thank you, Amanda. Also,
and Stanley.
And Stanley.
And Stanley.
Clint, that was an incredible adventure. And y'all, this is a dream come true. Thank you so much for having me. This is the only actual play.
Oh, we're
play.
Putting that on, Kate.
This is the only... This is the only actual play podcast I have ever listened to and enjoyed in its entirety. So, ever.
Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it.
Sorry, Kurt.
I have to put this... I have to be the other end of the spectrum. I cannot wait for the hate. This was all right.
Beautiful, Gabe.
Just a reminder, you can find Gabe in the woods.
Yep.
Alone.
Yeah, you know what? I dare you. Come find me in the woods. Come find me in the woods. The Adventure Zone? It's all right. It's cool, I guess. Come find me in the woods.
He's been working out.
That's true. I've been working out for this moment. I want to be like, oh, Gabe, we heard what you said. Good.
I'm here to crush a nerd.
Is that the ultimate online argument ender? Like, come find me in the woods. If you disagree with this, come to the woods. Try to find me in the woods.
Because here's the thing. Either they make it back out of the woods or they don't. Either way, I win.
Dang. Powerful.
That's beautiful. Wow. Powerful.
So on that note, we end with
find Gabe in the woods.
Come find Gabe in the woods.
Find him in the woods.
We out.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.